Welcome to The Mind School, the classroom for your mind and soul, where we design our lives from the inside out. Here you will find a human-first approach to life, business, and relationships to create freedom, growth, and constant evolution through mindset, emotional intelligence, leadership, and connection to self. I'm your host, Brianna May, educator, CEO, mindset and business mentor, and my mission is to teach the things we were never taught at school so that no dream is left on the pillow and no purpose left unfulfilled. Here you can expect a lot of laughs and thought-provoking conversations as we squeeze every drop of juice from this beautiful, precious, crazy thing called life. Hello, you legends. Welcome to the Mind School podcast. At the time that this episode in particular is being aired, I'm probably shitting myself right now. I just looked at the date of when this episode is being broadcast, and it is like a few days before I begin teaching the Mind School method, which is my brand new certification for aspiring coaches to up-level their coaching skill set and just skyrocket business results. And I'm going to be honest, even when I saw the date that this is going out, I was like, I'm going to be so full of energy and excitement that week. And honestly, like just putting on the fucking nappy, because I do feel like I'll be shitting myself a little. So let's just normalize that for a moment. If you're somebody who is doing something new, if you're doing something for the first time, if you're launching a business or a new offer, or it's something new, let's normalize the fact that every time you do something new, every time you do something that you haven't got heaps of practice, heaps of reps in, you're going to feel uncomfortable. You're going to feel wonky. You're going to feel nervous. All of your stuff's going to come up. And that doesn't mean it's wrong. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it. That doesn't mean you've made a fucking huge mistake. It means lean the fuck in. It means put on your courageous big girl panties and take one messy, scared step in front of the other. I will be back in a week or two to tell you how it went, to give you the update. I want to bring you along for the honest raw. This is what it's like, not just to own a business and to be somebody who is constantly evolving, but to live a life that is in integrity with growth. Most people listening to this would have a high value on growth, whatever kind of growth that is. I don't care if you value growth financially, your own emotional growth and building your emotional intelligence and looking at your own reactions to things and becoming a less triggered human, whatever your growth metric is. If you want growth, you also need discomfort. You do not get one without the other. And so let's just celebrate being courageous. Let's buy some big fucking nappies. Let's chuck them on and let's just get really good at being like, oh my God, I feel like I'm going to shit myself. Let's do it. So all right, let's get into today's episode. Now that I've waffled, I will be back in a couple of weeks to let you know how the Mind School method went. And for those of you who are already asking, when is the next one? When is the next one? Can I just sign up for the next one? I've also had some questions about whether I could come to the Eastern States to do it. And let me just say, I'm considering it. So I would love to know if you're listening. If that's something that you're interested in, please let me know. I need to know so that I can actually make an informed decision about it. But also to answer that question about when am I going to launch the Mind School again? When will I open for enrollment again? My honest answer is I don't know yet, because I am getting pregnant this year. It is happening. It is done. It is already done in my mind and in my body. And so I don't know. I actually don't know, but I will keep you informed. I will keep you up to date and I'll let you know as soon as you can do it in a different state and potentially online in the near future. So I want to get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be short and snappy because it's these two new beliefs that I've really been embedding into my psyche, into my subconscious, and I've noticed a huge difference. One of them I've actually probably embodied for a long, long time, and I didn't realize it until I was talking to a client about it. But another one is one that is a little bit newer, and I'm noticing some really cool shifts and changes from it. So, two new beliefs that I want you to try on, see if it fits, and if you feel like it's going to help you get to where you want to go, fucking take these beliefs. Here's the thing about beliefs. You get to choose anyone you want. It's about choosing the one that takes you closer to where you want to go. Both of these beliefs will take you closer to where you want to go, no matter where it is. So what are they? Okay. The first belief that I have, and this is the one that I've had for quite a long time, and it's really served me, is that I am one decision away from changing my whole life. I am one decision away from changing the whole trajectory of my life. And this belief can be so empowering and liberating and relieving. If you ever feel yourself getting stuck in a little bit of a victim cycle, getting stuck in like, oh, when is this going to change? Or like, I'm stuck here. First of all, you're never fucking stuck. That's a terrible belief. Get rid of that one. You're never stuck. You're never stagnant. You've run out of creative thought. That's what it really is. And you can change it all with one decision. I want you to think about every single piece of your reality right now. Your job, who you married, the children that you have, the house that you live in, the career that you've chosen. All of your results, if you boil it right back, will come down to a decision you made, consciously or unconsciously. The whole point of this podcast is that you start living consciously and intentionally, and you make decisions from intention, not, oops, didn't even think about that. I remember when I was about 20 or 28, 29, I had this moment where I was like, oh my God, I haven't intentionally made many decisions. I've kind of rolled with it, and it wasn't a bad thing. That's kind of, it is a little bit my nature. Like, yeah, I'll go with that. That sounds fun. Yeah, sure. Why not? That sounds cool. Like, that is a large part of who I am. However, I woke up around 28, 29. I was like, wait, why did I do teaching? Like, why did I do a law degree? And the decisions that were pretty unconscious at the time, they weren't really thought out. They weren't really conscious. But they came from a place of usually like, well, my best mate's doing it. That'll be fun. Let's go to law school together. Or like, yeah, teaching, here's my decision because I want, honestly, I wanted more holidays. I was like, ew, fuck having a job that you only get 4 weeks of annual leave a year. And so I made a lot of decisions in my early days that came from an unconscious place. When you start to live really intentionally and you start to make decisions, you can actively decide that this choice, this decision is going to change the whole trajectory of my life. And like I said, every result that you currently have in your life, whether you made an unconscious or a conscious decision, it will boil down to the moment you made that choice. So you made the choice to swipe right. And then me and Paul laugh about this all the time. Like, where the fuck would my life be if I didn't make the decision to go all in on this relationship? If we didn't make the decision that like, oh, fuck, this is annoying. You actually live an hour and a half away, but you know what? I'm going to try to make this work because you're worth investigating. Like, where would my life be if I didn't make that decision to meet up with him at Health Freak Cafe one morning at 7 a.m. fucking 7 years ago? I honestly do not know where I would be. My whole life changed in that moment of decision. My whole life changed when I made that choice. Again, I can think of other decisions where I'm like, wow, that was the moment my whole life changed. The moment, and I know exactly where I was sitting. I remember the feeling. I felt like I was going to be fucking sick. I was on the phone to some salesperson who was essentially selling me into Bob Proctor's coaching program. I'd never really heard of Bob Proctor. I didn't really know who he was. The decision to do it, the decision to go, fuck it, I'm scared, but I'm doing it anyway. I'm ready to change my life. That decision changed the whole trajectory of my life. I always say Bob Proctor influenced my life in ways that I cannot even articulate. I might still be teaching if I didn't make the decision in that moment to do this thing. Everything in your life comes down to one decision, and it can change your whole life. So this means a few things. One, you need to have the belief when you're choosing something, this might change my whole life. I'm going to let this be the thing that changes my life. Sometimes what happens is, and I see people do this all the time, they invest in something and they're like, well, it hasn't done anything. It's like, well, hold on. What was the intention that you brought with it? When you invested, did you have that belief, that intention, that activation within you of this is going to change my whole fucking life? Not because it's anything crazy or special, because I fucking choose it to, because I draw a line in the sand and I'm like, this is the moment it changes. This is the decision that changes everything. This is the decision that completely changes my results. If you embed the belief that you're one decision away from turbocharging your results, from changing everything, life as you know it, that's going to be your reality, because you're going to come into and follow through from that decision with that kind of intention, with that kind of energy. And that's going to change the way you show up. That's going to change everything about what you attract in. So start with that. When you're making decisions, first of all, are you making them from an intentional place? Yes or no? Secondly, when you make the decision, are you really getting intentional about this is going to change my life? This decision can change my life. And if you're stuck, that's what I want you to think about. What is the choice I need to make right now? Because if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling stagnant, if you feel like you're on that fucking mundane rigmarole of same shit, different day, and you want something to change, you need to make a different choice. You need to do something different. You need to make a decision. You need to do something. And the energy with which you choose to change your life, the energy with which you make the decision, is going to tell me how things are going to change. But the truth is, it can change. You're one decision away from changing your whole fucking life. Very empowering belief. Second thing, and this belief kind of piggybacks off the same kind of frequency, but this is a newer one that I've been really playing with. And honestly, I love it. It changes the way I view my investments. It changes the way I execute things. It changes my listening and my active listening. It changes so much. And this belief is that 1% changes equals quantum leaps in results. 1% changes equal quantum leaps in results. What I find is that often we're looking for the big breakthrough. We're looking for this huge, big moment. We're looking for these huge transformations. And it's very rarely that. What really creates epic change and turbocharged results is doing the 1%ers consistently. And you might find, and like I said, this has actually changed the way I consume new information. It's changed me as a client with my mentors. I'm not looking for these huge breakthrough moments, and that's where I put my value on what I'm getting. I'm looking for these tiny little 1% shifts where I'm like, thanks, that's the thing that's going to change everything. I've got what I need. I'm going to implement. That 1% shift might be the thing that quantum fucking leaps my results. And so where are you looking for huge, big, gigantic breakthrough changes? Like, you're looking to always be stimulated. You're looking to always be activated. You're looking for this huge shift. And what you're doing is creating a pattern where things need to be on extremes, where you need to be activated, where you to a certain extent need to be dysregulated, where you need these huge, big things in order for you to see value in something. When you see 1% shifts as an opportunity to completely quantum leap you, you will start to unpack value anywhere, absolutely anywhere. And so, for example, let's say that I'm in a program or in a course and I'm learning about, I don't know, let's say messaging, and there's all this stuff and it's like, whoa, there's a lot of good things here, but there's this one little tweak, this tiny little tweak that you can make. And maybe it's about writing a call to action that's not fucking batshit boring. Maybe it's about making sure that your tonality comes out and you go and do a little 1% task. You go and work on your brand voice and you implement that. It's a tiny shift. It's a 1% change. That can be the thing that quantum leaps you. You can let that be the thing that gets to be the quantum leaper in your life. It doesn't always need to be the next big thing. It can be the small little shifts. And with this, let's go a little bit further with tiny 1% changes being quantum leaps. You've probably heard the phrase or the quote, I don't even know who said it, but it's like, we overestimate how much we can do in a day and underestimate how much we can do in a year. It's like, if you committed to doing something tiny towards an end goal and it seemed insignificant, it seemed like, oh, but what's the point? I can only really give it a couple minutes. I can only really give 1% of my day. What's the point in even doing it? This kind of mentality is really a reflection of an all or nothing mentality. It's the feast or famine mentality. It's all or nothing. And it completely disregards the effect of compounding and these small, tiny shifts that we make every day and how that can have a massive change to all of your results over time. Let's say that you're, I don't know, trying to lose weight. And rather than going with an all or nothing, like I'm going to calorie cut and I'm going to go to the gym 10 times a day and la, 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 and it's this all or nothing, nothing. It's this looking for big shifts. If you actually just went, you know what, every single day I have a coffee, I have a mocha, or I have a cappuccino, I'm going to trade that for a long black, or I'm going to trade that for water. That might seem so insignificant. That might seem like it's not radical enough. But if you actually let that compound over time, let's say it's 300 calories every day, 200 calories that you're cutting over a week, that's actually going to be over 1,000 calories. That's going to be nearly 2,000 calories every week. Compound that over 52 weeks in the year. Is it 52 or 56? I don't actually know. How many weeks are there in a year? I'm pretty sure it's 52. I'm going to go check that right now. Okay, we're back, guys. I was correct the first time. It's 52 weeks. But compound that over 52 weeks, a couple thousand calories over 52 weeks. That's kilos and kilos and kilos. And how can that change or quantum leap you? Over time, you're somebody who's lost the weight. It's not radical. It's not crazy. It's 1% shifts. It can turbocharge and quantum leap you. If you look at something even like money or wealth or investing, it's like you might have this all or nothing mentality where it's like, oh, if I can't save heaps, I'm going to save nothing. Or if I blew my budget, I might as well blow my fucking budget. And this is actually crazy. I don't know if you've ever been on any of those compounding calculators, but it's actually depressing. It's so depressing. I always look at them and think, oh my God, why wasn't I investing when I was 18, like from the beginning? Because you can never catch up with the compounding effect. It's like, even if you at the beginning of your life started putting away $10 a week into some compounding account, into an interest account, into shares, what you would have built by now is probably millions. Like the actual truth to being a millionaire is pretty simple. When you actually listen to all of the people that have done it, they are very good with their 1% habits. They don't change. It's a certain amount goes into an investment every single pay, whether they're making $1,000 a month, $10,000 a month, there's a ratio and that doesn't change. And that compounds to the point where you wake up one day and you are on a completely different trajectory, not because of anything wild, not because of anything radical, but because you allowed 1% shifts and 1% changes, and that actually changed the whole trajectory. And this is going to sound like a massive contradiction because I'm saying quantum leap, right? When we think quantum leap, we're like, it just changed so fast. And I think sometimes what happens is because we're wanting that fast, we want that huge change really fast, we're looking for the big things to change. But actually, if we came back to the basics, to the one percenters, and we let the compounding of those simple, basic, really obvious things become our habits, we would actually get there faster because we're focusing on going slow. It's such a contradiction. But sometimes when you're focusing on fast and you're looking for the huge, radical, big feast or famine, all or nothing approaches, you actually end up going backwards because you're starting again from scratch because you've gone way too radical. So it's like sometimes to get there fast, we actually want to prioritize getting there steady, and slowing down often speeds us up. And again, it all comes down to your beliefs, right? If you have the belief that slow, and if again, you could make this a belief, slow and steady is the quantum leaper. Steady and calm and grounded is what quantum leaps me. Whatever you decide is fine. It's just about what is going to feel good and get you there in a calm and grounded state in a way that feels good. So these are two that I've just been playing with. Like I said, one decision away from changing your whole life. What this means is be intentional. Think about the decisions you're making and come into every decision with that kind of intentionality. This is going to be the thing where I draw the line in the sand. This is the decision that's going to change everything. How would you show up if you believed that? Really think about it. When you're investing into things, when you're making decisions, are you then following through with the same level of intensity of that frequency, of the frequency of this is the fucking moment. This is how I'm showing up. This is how I'm following through after this decision, because this can be the thing. This one little decision can change the whole trajectory of my life. Show up with that energy and you will see huge shifts. Also, stop looking for the huge shifts. Look for the one percenters. Allow 1% shifts to be the thing that was everything you needed to hear. You're going to find so much more value. You're going to implement a lot more, and you're going to stop looking for radical and extreme responses to things, which often get you starting back to square one. So those two beliefs, like I said, I've found really, really helpful. I hope you find them helpful. Let me know what landed. As always, I'd love to hear from you. Share it on your stories. It really helps us to grow this this podcast, which we're investing so much time and money and all the things into right now. And I'd really appreciate your support to help me grow this baby so I can get incredible guests, improve the quality, and make it even better for you. So thank you so much for being here. I will speak to you again next hump day. Have a great week. Thank you for tuning in to the Mind School podcast. It is a massive intention of mine to continue to grow this show, because the more the show grows, the better the guests get. And I know that is going to be so powerful for you listening. So if I could ask this massive favor, it would mean the world if you could please leave a review, hit the follow button, or leave a rating on Spotify so that we can continue to grow this show and bring you the juiciest, most thought-provoking and expansive conversations through incredible guests. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you next week.